Blog Talk Radio.
Forget the opening, because the game is still going on. This is the post-game edition of the Boston-Miami game. We are in overtime right now. Miami has the ball. Marquise Daniels could not secure a rebound off of, off possession. Garnett gets the block shot. Cyril Quinn taking you to probably midnight or so as we're going to run a little over with this overtime. Rondo with a flip shot that put Boston up by two, 92-91. We're in overtime here of game four, a must-win game for the Boston Celtics, who at one point were up by as much as 18, had a third quarter lead of 16. They're hanging off for dear life. This could be the end of the big three, as we know it. This really could be, if they are to lose this game. James gets the ball, misses an easy shot. Garnett gets another rebound. Rondo has the ball under close to 2 minutes left. Boston up by one. We'll see where they go offensively. Paul Pierce has fouled out of this game with the knocking Battier down at the beginning of overtime. Rondo again with another shot, misses a layup by Rondo. He's missed a couple of those over the course of the game. Miami has the ball at 92-91. Boston, offensive foul. Now, whoa, what a call. What a call. LeBron James has just fouled out of the game with an offensive foul. Now Pierce going, LeBron going. LeBron, I'll get to the LeBron fouls in, after when the game is over. He had a couple of suspect foul calls called on him in the fourth quarter. He really should not be out of this game. We'll get to that, but he has just fouled out of this game. Had a quiet second half, but kept him in the game, kept him within striking distance in the first half, and hit a big three to tie the game up at 89. And I don't know. Is that an offensive foul? I mean, geez. Hey, God, I mean, Peaches was falling down. I thought that was a bad call. I had to be honest with you. I hate Miami. I'm not a LeBron fan. I hate Miami. I thought that was a bad call. That's all there is to it. That was not a good call. Boston has had about a million opportunities to win this game. Now they have another one. I don't know what Rondo was doing on that particular pass. It was going nowhere, but Boston will retain the game. 138 left, 92-91 Boston. Doc Rivers just called a 20-second timeout. Overtime, again, if you're the NBA, you have to be rooting for the Boston Celtics. With an opportunity to have two conference finals at 2-2, game fives on Monday and Tuesday, back-to-back, where, you know, at 2-2, you have to love it. If you are David Stern right now and the rest of the NBA, looking at this LeBron James play, it's very suspect. I mean, it looked like two people. It looked like they got tangled. It's like football play. I'll compare it to football being incidental contact, receiver and a cornerback. I don't think you can foul. You can't foul LeBron James out on that. I mean, it's LeBron. He's still LeBron James. I mean, geez, you can't foul him out on that. I'm sorry. Cyril Quinn taking you again to midnight, probably a little bit over that, as we discuss game four of this epic series between Boston and Miami. Miami trying to put Boston away and maybe put an end to an era of the big three, now big four with Rondo here. Because, listen, they lose this game. Boston loses this game. I think it's over for the big three, to be honest with you. I think one of those guys will get moved in the summertime. I could see some major changes with the Celtics. We'll see what happens. If they win it, I think they have still an excellent chance to win the series, to be honest with you. Ray Allen's getting healthy. All the pressure will be on Miami. They should have won game two. So a lot to be determined yet still in this last 138. Boston has the ball, 11 seconds on the shot clock. Rondo's been quiet in this second half due to foul trouble and great Miami defense. Pierce and Rondo, both who had big first halves, have been quiet. Boston has only scored 31 second half points. They were up 61-47 at halftime. Miami's defense has gotten tighter, but Boston has just played at this methodical, just, you know, this pace where, you know, it's slow as molasses, and they cannot play that way and be effective. So we'll see what happens with this one with 138 left. As Boston inbounds the ball, Rondo has it. Rondo to Ray Allen. This is a big shot if he makes it. Miss for Ray Allen, but Petrus gets a big rebound, drew the offensive foul, so he's made a couple of big plays in the last minute or so to get Boston another possession. 123 and counting. Boston has been really effective with the offensive rebounds. As you saw, 10 offensive rebounds here, and that was a big one, certainly. They've done a great job on Rondo with these traps, really taking in the offense out of the rhythm. Daniels gets it. Garnett, oh, my God. Garnett for three. No, often, but another offensive rebound. Miami can't get a rebound. Miami cannot get a rebound. That is a huge – I have two offensive rebounds with Boston who can't throw it in the ocean right now. both these teams have looked bad in, like, the last 6 or 7 minutes, to be honest with you. I mean, this has not been pretty basketball. Both these teams hanging off of dear life. Garnett gets the ball inside, misses again, almost another offensive rebound by Marquise Daniels, but Miami survives two offensive rebounds with Boston getting no points again. LeBron James and Paul Pierce have both fouled out of the game. A couple other players have 4 or 5 fouls as they get the ball inside. Haslam, who's had a big half, kicks it out after Wade to Battier. Battier from Duke for three, no good, off the mark. That would have been a huge shot. A foul on Miami here. Boston's going to shoot some free throws, up by one. Both these teams are hanging on for dear life, it seems like. I mean, nobody wants this. This has been an ugly game, to say the least, in the last 6 or 7 minutes. I mean, you know, other than LeBron's big shot, big three, nobody's couldn't score a basket. Keon Dooling, who had a huge first half, has about 10 points in the game, comes into the game for Daniels. You have to get Daniels out because, Daniels is giving you nothing offensively. I believe Bass is fouled out. Now, Boston almost got a steal. They foul, of course. Miami fouls. They have to with 21 seconds left. Was that Rondo or Dooling that got fouled? It looks like it might have been Rondo. That would be big because Dooling certainly is a much better free throw shooter than Rondo. I'm trying to see here. Looks like it was Rondo. Yep, it was Rondo who got fouled. So not a bad foul. I mean, good foul if you're Miami. Chalmers fouls Rondo. Rondo is a terrible free throw shooter, as we know. We'll see what he does on these particular free throws. 92-91. Boston hanging on, trying to push this, tie this series up at two. Rondo, again, career 62%. As you just saw, 62% from the line. We'll see if he can be clutch and make these two big free throws to extend the lead to three. LeBron James, of course, if I haven't mentioned it 10,000 times, has fouled out the game along with Paul Pierce. Good calls on Pierce. I had no problem with the Pierce calls. LeBron James calls with the last three foul calls on LeBron James were very suspect. The last two, well, no, really the last three. The double foul on Garnett, didn't see that happen. Then you had the foul where it looked like Pierce's heel was on the restricted area line as Rondo misses a free throw. So a great foul by Mario Chalmers. Even if he makes this, Miami still would have the ball with 21.4 seconds left. What Miami has to do on this one is box out. I mean, they have to box out on this one. If he misses this free throw here, Boston has really killed them on the offensive boards in the past couple of possessions. In particular, the last possession where you had Petrus get a couple offensive rebounds that we see Rondo makes the second one. Sorry, Boston fans, if you're listening on the radio and not watching the game, if you're listening to me, he made the second one. So 1-2, 93-91. Dwayne Wade has to take this shot. I mean, that's all there is to it. Dwayne Wade, I either want Wade or a Chalmers spot up. The last possession, and we'll get to that too, the last possession of the fourth quarter, I don't know what Miami is doing. You had both James and Wade playing well. James has just hit a three-point shot. Wade had a big third quarter, was in a nice rhythm, and Udonis Haslam ends up taking a shot. So, again, I totally did not understand that whatsoever. But that's what transpired in that last possession. This game has been a crazy game. I mean, Boston starts out like a house on fire. Big first half with the 61 points. Looks like they're going to run away with the game. Miami comes back in the third quarter, holding Boston to 12 points. 12 points in the third quarter. They take a small lead in the fourth quarter, a 2-point lead. But again, we've been on a seesaw ever since. Boston had a 3-point lead with under a minute to play, but they're not able to hold on. A couple of fouls that just killed them. Offensive fouls just killed them with Garnett. Pierce had an and one that could have had a chance to be an and one that got drew an offensive foul, which is a great charge. You know, Miami's role players have been tremendous in this game. I mean, you talk about Miami's role players take a bunch of heat, no pun intended, all the time. Haslam, Battier, Norris Cole had played great. Had played great throughout the course of his game. Battier with the charges, Cole with his defense and energy, Haslam with the rebound and defense has played well. Haslam has about 17 or 18 rebounds, so he's played extremely well over the course of this game. We'll see what Miami does with this last possession, well, maybe not last possession, but with this one of his final possessions as they show Wade's stats. Wade, for some reason, can't do anything in the first half, but has had, another big second half to get Miami back into this ball game. Here we go. James Jones inbounding the ball. 21.4 seconds left. They get the ball to Wade. Wade has to take this shot. Now, if I'm Boston, I'm double teaming. If I'm Boston, you have to double team Wade. You have Marquise. Wade passes up the shot for some reason. Had a foul to give. So good job by him. I'm sure they would have liked to give it later in the shot clock, but they had a foul to give. Wade had him beat on that particular play. So we'll see what happens. 14 seconds left in overtime. To me, I'm making somebody else beat me. I mean, if Chalmers hits a game-winning shot, so be it. Norris Cole hits a game-winning shot, I can live with it. I'm making somebody else beat me other than Wade. Now, Ives, what you don't want, you know, you don't want to leave one of their three-point shooters. You know, James Jones, Chalmers, but I've got to make somebody else take this shot other than Wade. Let me see who else is on the floor here. Yeah, Battier and, you know, and Miami has all three-point shooters in that surrounding Wade with Battier, James Jones, and I believe Norris Cole is on the floor as well. Let me check it out. I think Norris Cole is on the floor. So all three of those guys, along with Haslam. Haslam's at center. So you have Haslam, Wade, Chalmers, Battier, and Norris Cole on the floor. Or maybe not Norris Cole. You have Battier, Haslam, Chalmers, Wade, and James Jones. Sorry, I had Norris Cole in my head. So three three-point shooters, two three-point shooters to surround Wade. And Rondo's guarding Wade. Miami Wade has to take this shot. We'll see what they do in terms of how Boston defends this as they inbounds the ball with 14 seconds left. Wade gets the ball with Rondo guarding up top. Wade holding the ball, taking too much time. They switch with Marquise Daniels. Is Wade going to take a three? Wade for the win. Off the mark. Boston wins. The Celtics tie the series up. You know, Wade had a good look at it. Listen, I had no problem with that possession at all. We are now tied at two. Boston ties it up. A gutty effort for the Celtics. They hold on for dear life. In this game. If you're an NBA fan, you have to absolutely love this right now. You have two series that are tied up at two games apiece. Miami is going to have a lot of question marks heading back to South Beach. Again, I have no problem with this. They go on a switch. Wade wanted to try to go for the win. He stepped back. That was a good look. I mean, that was an excellent look. That was a great looking shot. I thought it was going in, to be honest with you. I honestly thought it was going in. Had no problem with that shot whatsoever. Boston gets the win, a gutty win for the Celtics. The Seas 93-91 in overtime, a reverse of last year. Certainly a reverse of last year. Now Miami, you know, you certainly have some question marks if you're Miami. I mean, you had this series in total control. And now you're going to have to sweat out. You're in a dogfight now. You're in an absolute dogfight in this particular series. Again, give Boston a ton of credit as Rondo, again, 15 assists, 15 rebounds, 15 assists, 15 points, 5 rebounds. Really a quiet, though, first half. A quiet second half. He had a couple of flip shots in the and had one in overtime to put Boston ahead. Had a couple of big shots in the fourth quarter and overtime, despite the fact that he was really rendered ineffective for the most part of the second half. So this game turns out to be an ugly game. The thing that killed Miami in this particular game was the offensive rebounds. Miami actually out-rebounded Boston by one, but Boston had 11 offensive rebounds, including a number of them in overtime by Petrus and Marquise Daniels in overtime that really extended possessions. And, you know, now, you know, listen, we have a best out of three. You're going back to Miami. This should be a tremendous, tremendous week in the NBA of NBA basketball. Tremendous week in NBA basketball. You cannot ask for anything more if you're an NBA fan. When we get back, we'll talk about the turning point in this game. We also still will talk about Oklahoma City. We'll talk about Oklahoma City, San Antonio, which is also tied at two, as Wade just misses a potential game-winning three-pointer. We'll be right back on this latest edition of the Saturday of the Miami-Boston post-game show. Surreal Quinn, as always, the call number is 347-215-6180. We'll be right. We shall return. After the 11 o'clock hour on this latest edition of the postgame, the NBA Conference Final postgame, Game 4, Boston-Miami in the books. Boston survives. And I mean in every sense of the word, survives 93-91 in overtime. Really three games in one when you think about it. You know, first half, all Boston, up by 14, by as much as 18. Third quarter and into really the second half is all Miami, to be honest with you. They hold Boston to about 29 second half points up until overtime. Boston for the game, Boston had 32 second half points in this particular game. Again, Kevin Garnett, 17 points, 14 rebounds, 5 blocked shots. LeBron James, 29 points. 19 of those came in the second half. He did hit a huge three to tie the game at 89, which descended in overtime. Dwayne Wade had 20 points. Dwayne Wade had 20 points to go along with, as we look at his stat line here, 20 points to go along with 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Had a huge third quarter, 9-point third quarter to kind of help Miami get back into this. Series tied at 2-2 apiece as they head back to Miami for a critical, as always, critical game 5. Turning point of this game to me came in the third quarter when Rondo picked up his fourth foul. At the time, Boston was up 69-60. Rondo picks up his fourth foul. Miami only shaved 4 points off that lead to have it 73-68 going to the fourth quarter, but they had all the momentum. Boston was completely out of his offense. For some reason, Boston, you know, and Miami's defense stepped up, but for some reason, Boston was playing at this pace that was just, you know, like I say, it was slow as molasses. I mean, they were playing at a pace that, you know, they were not running, even off misses. You know, it's not like Miami shot lights out in the third quarter. They made, you know, they shot pretty well, but it wasn't like they were making everything. But they only scored, matter of fact, Miami only scored 21 points in the third quarter. That's not a big scoring quarter. I mean, normally you think of a big scoring quarter as 30 points and more, 30 points, 25 points or more for a big for a good scoring quarter. They only had 21, so it wasn't like they were making every shot. But they really slowed down the pace in the second half, and strangely enough, favored Miami because at that point, Wade had heated up. He was getting some, you know, Haslam got into the game. And for some reason, you know, Boston could not get any transition. Again, that Rondo foul completely took them out of the offense. And to me, that was a turning point to allow Miami to get back into this game and almost pull off a miraculous comeback. Boston, you know, over the course of this game, had leads of, you know, first quarter 15-point lead, second quarter 18-point lead. Third quarter lead got as big as 16. So Boston and their biggest lead in the fourth quarter, I believe their biggest lead in the fourth quarter was 5. I want to say five or six. I believe it was 5. I believe the biggest lead in the fourth quarter was 5. But they were in control for most of this game. I thought also a turning point was the play of Haslam and Norris Cole. Haslam, if Miami would have won this game, I would have called him the MVP. Of this game without question. Haslam had a huge game. He goes for 17 rebounds, 12 points, 17 rebounds. He really helped change the complexion of this game as his defense, his offensive rebound, and his energy really allowed Miami to get back in this game that third quarter. I know, I talked about Wade with his scoring, but it was Haslam's defense was even that much bigger. Miami in these in-game situations, I just don't get. I'm not, again, the way he shot it, no problem, none. But at the end of the game, tie game, you know, either LeBron or Wade has to take that shot. And I would have no problem with either one of them taking that shot, to be honest with you. LeBron had just hit a big three. Wade had it going in the second half. One of those guys has to take the last shot. You can't have a situation where you have Udonis Haslam tossing up a prayer, and it would have been a prayer that wasn't answered at the end of the game. And they continuously have trouble with, you know, despite having arguably two of the five best players in the world, continue to have trouble at the end of games with their shot selection. Not so much execution, also shot selection, which kind of go hand in hand. So Boston gets the win, 93-91. We are tied at two as we head back to Miami for game five on Tuesday. When we return on this latest edition of the Miami-Boston postgame, we'll talk about last night. It's not 12 o'clock yet. We'll talk about last night's coming-of-age performance by number 35. That's coming up and much, much more on this latest edition of the postgame show. I'll be back. Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour on this latest edition of the postgame show. Game four, Miami-Boston in the books. The Celtics, the C's coming up with a big game four victory, 93-91 in overtime in a game that was simply ugly from the last 3 minutes of fourth quarter, and overtime was brutal. I mean, overtime, think about it, overtime, Celtics, the Heat had 2 points in the overtime. They had 2 points. It's something to have four. I mean, nobody could do anything. I mean, I know that LeBron James and Paul Pierce have fouled out, but you still have some, you know, I mean, you have Wade on the floor. You have, you know, Allen, Garnett, and Rondo. Nobody could score. Nobody could score. So, you know, the only basket that he scored in overtime was a Udonis Haslam dunk to start off the overtime. So that was it. Celtics get a Marquise Daniel free throw, a Rajon Rondo free throw, and I believe Kevin Garnett had a basket. Last night, you saw what, and we if the Oklahoma City goes on to get to the finals and win a championship, you saw a coming of age, a growing up before our eyes, legendary performance by one Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant in the fourth quarter of that game. Now, Oklahoma City had controlled that game from like midway through the second quarter on, had a 15-point lead in the third quarter. San Antonio comes back, cuts the lead to four in the fourth quarter, and then it was like Kevin Durant said, you know, everybody get the hell out the way. It's my turn. I'm taking over this game. I'm taking over this series. 18 points in the fourth quarter. 18 points in the fourth quarter. If you're San Antonio, you have to be – you're in trouble right now as Eric Spoelstra comes to the podium. San Antonio is absolutely in trouble, and I'm going to tell you why. Oklahoma City wins a game. First of all, they can – offensively, the last three games, even going back to game two when San Antonio scored 120 points, Oklahoma City had 111. They haven't stopped Oklahoma City offensively in the last three games. I mean, Oklahoma City has done whatever they want in the last three games offensively. Oklahoma, you know, they have not stopped them whatsoever. Oklahoma City wins a game despite the fact that James Harden and Russell Westbrook goes a combined 6-for-23 and 18 points between them. Now, listen, they didn't shoot the ball well as a tandem, but Harden had 7 assists and 7 rebounds, had a big 3 in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter. Westbrook's defense on Tony Parker was phenomenal. I mean, Westbrook, he totally, completely shut down Parker. Parker was an absolute non-factor in that game. So I'm not saying they had bad games, but I'm talking about from an offensive standpoint. They really, those two really struggled. But, of course, those performances were offsetted by the, you know, brilliance of one Serge Ibaka and also Kendrick Perkins. Ibaka and Perkins going for 37 points between them, which is something you wouldn't expect. Ibaka, 11 for 11, 26 points. San Antonio's in trouble. Like, right now, if I told you which favorite team was in more trouble, Miami or San Antonio, it would be San Antonio. And think about how much that, you know, think about what's changed in less than, you know, basically 5 days. I mean, about five days ago, we were talking about San Antonio being, you know, having one of the greatest runs in postseason history. I was saying it since the 2001 Lakers when they were 10-0. Doing whatever they wanted to do offensively, surgical. We use all those words in describing how they were playing. Now they are in a fight for their lives. And I think Oklahoma City is going to win this series. I think they're going to win Game 5 and wrap it up in Game 6. To be honest with you, because I don't see any way right now that San Antonio can stop Oklahoma City. I don't. I mean, Westbrook and Harden are not going to play that bad, that poorly going back to San Antonio. Now, you don't expect to get that kind of production out of Perkins and Ibaka. But if you're San Antonio right now, you have to be very nervous. But again, that game last night was about the greatness and brilliance of one Kevin Durant, just a monster fourth quarter, made every play, made every shot known to man in that big fourth quarter, and just, you know, continues to add to, you know, what could be a postseason where he, you know, finishes as, you know, the game's best player. So we'll see. Still a lot of basketball to play. Game 5 tomorrow in San Antonio should be a tremendous game, as those two teams have had a wonderful series up to this point. When we return, we'll look ahead at Game 5 of the Miami-Boston series, as, again, unlike last year, Boston able to close the deal, finish it out, and win Game 4 in overtime to tie the series up at 2. And this time, unlike last year, they have Rajon Rondo, a healthy Rajon Rondo. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 58 minutes after 11 o'clock hour. We're certainly going to go over a little bit. This show was scheduled to go 12 o'clock, but we will go over. I am currently on the chat line if you want to hit me up there. Any questions or comments, 347-215-6180. You can catch the opening of this show on SurrealGeraldQuinn.com sometime tomorrow night. I'll put it up there for you. And certainly you can catch this show anytime at blogtalkradio.com/SurrealQuinn. This link will be up on Facebook and Twitter on sometime early tomorrow morning. So check it. Certainly be able to check out the beginning. Check out this show if we're not able to catch it live. Again, Boston 93-91. Give Boston all the credit in the world coming off. Think about it. Game 2, Boston, you know, easily could have won that game, that wild overtime game. If you're Boston, you know, you get blown out Game 1, Game 2, a game that you probably thought you should have won, gets away from you. You come back, have a big-time performance in Game 3, hold on, and finish the deal. And in this game, you have an 18-point lead, only to have it you know, only to have it evaporate in the second half, fourth quarter. Miami actually took a lead in the fourth quarter, and Boston just found a way. I mean, listen, I'm a Laker fan. And I found myself rooting for Boston, which is crazy. It shows you how much I hate Miami, but you got to respect Boston. I mean, that's all there is to it. You got to respect Boston because, you know, they die hard. They are the epitome of dying hard. You're going to have to drive a stake through their hearts in order to get them out of the playoffs. I don't care if it's 2009 with going to the Eastern Conference Finals with no Kevin Garnett. A year later when people were really ready to put them to bed as far as being old and beat up, they make it to the NBA Finals and come within a fourth quarter of, you know, beating the Lakers again. I mean, they just don't go away. They never go away. Last year, again, who knows what kind of series this is if Rajon Rondo stays healthy. They were down 2-1. He was never the same after, I believe, the injury in his shoulder, where he couldn't hardly move, but had an injury that, like, limited, certainly, you know, kept him from being half the player that you're seeing right now. So, I mean, Miami probably still wins the series, but it would have been a lot more interesting had he been able to stay healthy and finish that series off. Rondo in this series has been phenomenal. He's really taken over this series, to be honest with you. Again, he has a game where he has 15 points, 15 assists, and had a bad second half. That shows you what kind of level he's playing on right now. Had a bad second half, but still had made some big shots in overtime, and also in the fourth quarter, a couple of, you know, those flip shots that he's known for to help propel Boston to the win. Game five, you know, listen, we've been here before with LeBron James, and when this thing went final, the first thing I thought about was 2010, game five at Cleveland, LeBron, you're expecting this monster performance, and they get blown out by 30 points. Now, certainly you don't expect to see that. But I'll be very, very interested to watch LeBron James in this game five because there's all the pressure on the world is on Miami. All the pressure on the world. I think this win ensures that this series is going seven. I can see Miami winning game five and Boston winning game six. I don't see Miami closing Boston out in Boston, to be honest with you. I think Boston has too much pride, too much heart to allow that to happen. They're going to make Miami bleed in this series. They really are. And they already have, but to close them, they are in for an absolute dogfight right now. Game five should be very interesting to see. Chris Bosh is not going to come back for the rest of the series, no matter how many games it goes. I'm starting to wonder if he's going to come back for even the finals. I mean, you probably have to bring him back if they make it that far, but they'll be, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But I don't know where I'm leaning towards game five, to be honest with you. I think it could go either way. You have to certainly give Miami the edge with the home court, but certainly Boston has shown that they can more than compete with Miami at Miami. Again, the game gets tight and there's pressure. I favor Boston, to be honest with you. It is that kind of game. Ray Allen's getting healthier. He played very well. Ray Allen on the night shot 6-16, 16 points, had a couple of big threes, played a bunch of minutes, 46 minutes, which is, you know, I'm sure he was just in die. I'm sure he's, you know, has some ice buckets right now as we speak. 46 minutes. But his shot looked much better than it had. Garnett, again, 17 points, 14 rebounds, 5 block shots, 43 minutes. Paul Pierce had a big first half, but just 5 points in the second half, 18 in the first half, 5 in the second before fouling out. As he, again, helped Boston win game four. What has to happen for Miami is they have to find a way to get Wade off in the first quarter. I mean, in the first half of that, man. I mean, Wade getting off to these bad, you know, first half starts is becoming a trend, and it's helping put Miami in these holes. I mean, this is a third straight game, and Miami's been down double digits in the first half. A lot to do because Wade has been non-existent. I mean, it's great that he picks it up in the second half, but, you know, Dwayne is, you know, 48 minutes in the basketball game. It's not just 24. I mean, they've got the way to find a way to get him off in that first half. LeBron has done everything he can do to keep the team in the game. If LeBron doesn't play as well as he plays in the past two games in the first half, they would have been down by 30 at halftime. So we'll see what happens in game five. of Game 5 of Boston-Miami on Tuesday. We'll have the post-game edition of Oklahoma City and San Antonio tomorrow at Game 5. Again, I'm looking at probably at midnight. We'll do that probably at midnight, so we'll see what happens with that. But we'll do a post-game edition of that, Game 5. So long. Have a great evening. I'll see you this morning. I'll see you on Tuesday morning. Have a great evening. So long.